Sea Lord is being accused of not making a genuine effort to employ New Zealanders to work on the two Russian-owned trawlers it charters. One of the conditions it needs to fulfil before it is allowed to take on foreign crews is advertising the positions here and showing that no New Zealanders are available to do these jobs. But critics say their ads are not designed to attract locals and are more likely to put them off applying at all. Here's our fisheries reporter, Colin Young.
An ad in October tells prospective employees on the Russian trawlers they'll be doing the same repetitive task the entire time they're out at sea. They'll need to be able to cope with the continuous workload that happens from the minute they leave port to when they return, and repeats the fact they'll be at sea for 6 months with no mention of any time off. Compare that to an ad for a place on one of the seven trawlers it owns that are mostly crewed by New Zealanders. No monotonous work without end here. Instead, it proclaims no 2 days are ever the same. Talks of fishing trips varying from 2 to 6 weeks with the equivalent amount of time off, on full pay once you get back to shore. Other incentives include free internet access while at sea and a free flu jab, and there are 3 delicious meals a day. The Russian trawlers also supply meals, but there's no mention of how good they are. The Merchant Service Guild is the union representing officers on fishing boats. Its General Secretary, Helen McCara, says the ad is clearly designed to put off New Zealanders applying.
They just seem like window dressing. Just seems half-hearted attempt to show immigration that they've tried to find New Zealanders before they're granted hundreds more work permits for foreign crew.
Helen McCara also can't understand why an ability to communicate in Russian is stipulated in the ad as being an advantage.
We can't make that out. We don't know why. It should be undesirable if people don't speak Russian. The ships are working in New Zealand. Shouldn't the working language of the ship be English if it's working in New Zealand waters?
Sea Lord CEO Doug Paulin agrees the ad makes it sound as if his company isn't really interested in attracting New Zealanders to work on the Russian trawlers. He says he hasn't inquired why the ads were worded that way. However, he has asked that they be changed. A week ago, new ads were put up online, describing a job with great work-life balance, with 8 hours on and 8 hours off. There's an opportunity to develop a career in the industry, including qualifications while you work, and what is an opportunity not to be missed.
It was brought to my attention, because I was unaware up until that stage, that the recruitment ads were very different in terms of those two vessels and our other vessels in a way which I think potentially glorified some roles and made other roles seem less attractive. So they've now, all of our advertising has been reworked.
However, so far the ads haven't made a difference. Doug Paulin says none of the 30 New Zealanders they've recently hired have opted to work on the Russian trawlers.
Most New Zealanders don't want to spend that amount of time at sea. So the lifestyle of 6 months at sea doesn't really suit them. If they want to go to sea and they have a choice, then they're choosing shorter trips.
Last month, Sea Lord, Independent and Maruha Nichiro were granted permits to employ 570 foreigners on their boats. The Immigration Minister, Chris Farfoy, says this is for one season only and is on condition the industry commits to removing barriers to employing New Zealanders and reviews pay. The Ministry of Health says the last of the Russian crew from the Sudima isolation facility left yesterday. The arrival of the next charter flight from Russia has yet to be confirmed. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko Conan Young tēnei.